person who did the social experiment. So itong coach na to, tinuturuan niya yung mga tao on how to spin plates using a stick. Nakakita na ba kayo nun sa isang circus? May stick sa ilong at may ikot yung plate. Mayroong stick sa kamay, may stick sa paa. Grabe, ang galing. Ano? So hindi ko maintindihan paano nila ginagawa yun. May training pala yun. And so mayroong mga groups of plate spinners on stick in one group. At mayroong mga beginners, yung mga hindi masyado magaling. So yung mga magagaling, so the coach went to this group and watched them, observed them, and gave feedback habang sila ay nagpa-practice mag-spin ng plate. At ang ginawa ng coach sa social experiment na to, ay imbis na tingnan niya yung good points, tingnan niya yung mga excellent performance skills nila, tinanong niya yung mga mali. So, puro criticism. Hindi magaling. Ba't ang bagal lang spin? Hindi ka pala marunong eh. So he will criticize them. He will bash them. He will say a lot of negative things. Wala kang pag-asa. You will not amount to anything. You will not improve. Ano ba? Kala ko ba magaling ka? And so on and on. After a while, he did that to this group of expert spinners. Parang biglang nawalan sila ng confidence. Parang feeling nila hindi sila magaling, feeling nila hindi sila marunong. So, nung simula, magaling sila, the plates are spinning well. Ngayon, all the plates are crashing down. Basag ngayon yung mga plato. Sablay na sila ngayon. The other group, yung mga medyo hindi magaling, yung mga hindi marunong talaga, yung coach na to, sa social experiment na to, habang nag-i-spin sila, nagbabaksakan yung mga plato, sinasabihan naman niya sila ng mga magaganda, encouraging words. And so he will say, good job, okay lang yan, magumpasin niya, tuloy mo lang, you are doing great, keep on, ang galing mo pala eh. And so he will do that, he will keep on showering encouragement, binubuhusan niya ng puro positive and puro mga confidence-building words. Okay lang yan, tuloy mo lang. So yung mga hindi magagaling, yung mga beginners, na una ay baksak lahat ng plato, basag lahat ng plato, this time they became experts. After a while, nag-i-spin lahat at hindi na nalaglag. Woohoo! Yes! Ang galing ko na! So in that social experiment, they came out with several beautiful lessons about life and about leadership as well. Minsan daw, kapag tayo daw ay binabato ng puro mali, puro panlalait, puro criticism, puro discouragement, kahit ang galing-galing mo, mawawala yung confidence mo eh. Kahit ikaw yung pinaka number one sa class, parang bigla kang manghihina ang loob mo, parang di yata ako marunong, di ako magaling, parang puro negative yung sinabi ni sir, parang puro criticism yung sinabi ni ma'am, parang hindi ko yata kaya ito. Hello? Parang parenting, ano? When we shower our kids with negative and when we bombard them with criticism, parang nawawala rin yung kanilang self-confidence and we shatter their esteem. On the other hand, experiment showed us na pagka yung mga tao medyo sablay-sablay at medyo hirap sa buhay at ang hindi maganda ang performance, very incompetent ang pakiramdam. When you encourage them and when you care for them and when you build them with positive words and encouraging words, humuhusay yung buhay. Gumaganda yung performance, tumataas yung competence. And that is why very important pala when we gain the wisdom of God on how we lead, on how we teach, and how we disciple, and how we parent. Which brings us back to our series today. We're continuing our conversation about 1 Corinthians. Na sila nagkakagulo, nag-aaway-away, pero the Apostle Paul seems to tell them there's an antidote to our divisiveness and our jealousy and our arrogance. Yung panlaban sa away-away, galit at hiwalayan. is when, number one, when we gain wisdom from God, and then when we gain wise leaders. Woo! Kapag ka meron daw mga namumuno na ang puso ay tama, at ang buhay ay tama, at ang pagmamahal ay tama, medyo umaayos daw yung relasyon natin. So today we'll talk about chapter 4, Christian leaders na dapat sundan. Yan ang pag-uusapan natin. We are now reflecting and studying verses 14 to 21. Tandaan nyo to. Sabi ni Apostle Paul, in a sense, God sends us spiritual leaders in our lives, in our church, in our marriage, in our family. May mga dumarating daw na mga teachers or advisors or mentors, spiritual leaders who will guide us. They lead us like humble servants, like encouraging fathers, like good teachers, yan, and like authorities who correct us in love. That's chapter 4, ha? Ganito ang mga Christian leaders na dapat nating sundan. So sa araw pong ito, merong apat na magandang mga prinsipyo na tinuturo ni Apostle Paul sa chapter 4 ng 1 Corinthians. Sino nga ba yung mga leader, mga pastor, at mga teachers na dapat nating i-follow, dapat nating i-like, dapat nating i-copy, dapat nating i-imitate? Yeah, that's chapter 4. Imitate me as I imitate Christ. Ito yung apat. These are traits of church leaders or Christian leaders who are worth following. Number one, they are Christ-like in their spiritual, they are Christ-like spiritual servants. Yung naglilingkod, hindi bossing ang dating. Compassionate spiritual fathers. May puso ng magulang, hindi lang trabaho. Consistent spiritual teachers and committed spiritual authorities. Isa-isahin po natin yan. That's chapter 4. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Lord, speak to us in a special way. Let your word come alive. Mangusap ka, Panginoon. Baguhin mo ang aming mga puso. Itama mo ang aming mga buhay sa pamamagitan ng iyong mga salita. Amen. Amen. Ito po yung una. Traits of church leaders who are worth following. Number one, they are Christ-like spiritual servants. Yung mga naglilingkod tulad ni Christ. Sinabi niya na to sa mga beginning chapter, especially sa verse 1 ng chapter 4. Sabi niya, this is the way any person is to regard us. Kaming mga leaders, kaming mga pastor, kaming mga disciples, kaming mga small group leaders, kaming mga worship leaders. Ituring niyo kaming mga servants ni Christ. Kami mga lingkod, hindi kami masters, hindi kami bossing, hindi kami lords, kundi servants. Yan, ano? Parang sinasabi niya, this is the way to real greatness. Gusto mo maging matagumpay na leader? Gusto mo maging matagumpay na magulang? Gusto mo maging matagumpay na teacher? You want to be a successful leader? Be a servant like Jesus. Can you imagine? Jesus, King of Kings, Creator of the universe, naglingkod, ipinanganak sa pamilya ng mga karpintero, ipinanganak sa isang hindi ospital, hindi air condition, hindi komportabling kulungan ng mga hayop, naglingkod sa mga taong inaapi at minamaliit at iniiwasan. Yung madudumi, yun yung gustong-gusto ni Jesus paglingkuran. Yung mga ayaw nating lapitan, yun yung gustong-gusto ni Jesus kausapin. Yung mga ayaw nating mahalin, yun yung mga gustong-gusto ni Jesus na patawarin at akapin. Yung mga skandalo at yung mga andumi ng buhay, yun yung gustong-gusto ni Jesus paglingkuran. Apostle Paul is saying that servanthood, Christ-like attitude, changes our lives. It changes our church. It changes your marriage. It changes your family. Kasi nalulusaw yung yabang, nawawala yung angas na ako magaling, sundan niyo ako, ako matalino, igalang niyo ako mayaman, palagaan niyo ako. Apostle Paul says, the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God. True wisdom comes from the cross. You serve even when it hurts. You give your life even when they don't like. You love even when they reject. You serve even when they spit on your face. Yun daw ho ang mensahe ng krus. Ano?
maglingkod sa kapwa kahit masakit. Magpatawad kahit ang lalim ng sugat. Oh!
Ito man yung pangalawa. Apostle Paul invites us to understand that traits of church leaders who are worth following are compassionate spiritual fathers.
Yung nagmamahal tulad ng magulang, hindi lang bayaran na empleyado. Magkaiba daw yung, I will take care of you kasi binayaran ako ni boss. Kasi trabaho ko ito, ministry ko ito eh.
He says, you need to go a little bit deeper. You need to have a heart of a father. Oh, sabi niya,
I am not writing these things to shame you, but to warn you as my beloved children. For even if you had 10,000 others to teach you about Christ, ang dami niyong teachers, ang dami niyong leaders, ang dami niyong guardians, that's the word he used, no? You have only one spiritual father, for I became your father in Christ Jesus when I preached the good news to you.
Parang sinasabi niya, sinasabi ko ito sa inyo, hindi para mapahiya kayo, kundi para turuan. Kasi mahal ko kayong mga anak ko.
So ang tatay pag nananabon, hindi dahil para ipahiya, kundi para mahalin ka.
Kasi kahit 10,000 na ang nagtuturo sa inyo tungkol kay Christ, isa lang ang tatay niyo, ako yon. Naging tatay niyo ako nung naging united kayo kay Christ Jesus kasi ako ang nag-share sa inyo ng magandang balita.
In other words, parang sinasabi ni Apostle Paul, iba yung pangangalaga ng magulang. I'm like a spiritual parent to you when I disciple you, when I preach to you, when I guide you in your spiritual life.
Parang sinasabi niya, hindi namamahiya, kundi nagmamahal. Nakakita na ba kayo ng mga magulang namamahiya? Parang nagkakaroon ka ng scar, you're scarred for life na parang, nako, mami, nandyan yung crush ko, wag mo akong sabunin dito, di ba? Wag mo akong sermonan.
There was a time I was in a mall, nag-observe lang ako. I was, you know, I think waiting for my wife. Ang daming tao. So, habang nag-aantay ako, the ordinary day in the mall was broken by a scenario. Nagkaroon ng drama. Merong isang tatay at isang bata nasa mall. Yung bata makulit. Maingay. Takbo dito, takbo doon. Galaw dito, galaw doon. Halos mabasag yung mga nakadisplay na mga gamit. So yung tatay medyo namumula na sa galit, umuutsok na ang ilong, medyo beast mode na yung tatay. Hindi na napigilan ng tatay, bigla niya sinigawan yung anak. Hoy! Ano ba? Tinginan yung mga tao. Wow! Di ba? Tapos pinalo yung bata. Pag! Hey, kata! So umiyak na yung bata. Ang lakas, lahat nakatingin na. Sila na ngayon ang center of attention. May drama, pare, may drama. Lahat nakalabas na cellphone. Na viral na, di ba? Naging Facebook. Nasa lahat na notify. Merong nagwawala, merong... So the child was embarrassed. The father was embarrassed. It was really an embarrassing moment. Yun yung sinasabi ni Apostle Paul, hindi ko kayo pinapagalitan para ipahiya kayo. Kasi meron daw mga ganong teacher eh. Meron daw mga ganong leader eh. Meron daw mga ganong pastor eh. Meron daw mga ganong parents eh. Namamahiya. Yung gusto ko lang niyang saktan para matuto ka. Gusto ka niyang mapahiya para matuto ka. Diba, we all grew up with parents like that, with teachers like that. Diba, papatayin ka sa class, everybody's eyes on you, spotlight on you, and they will tell everything you did wrong. Pahiya ka ngayon. Diba? Kumbaga, nandun lahat ng classmate mo, nakatingin sa'yo, nandun yung crush mo, nakatingin sa'yo, lusaw na lusaw ka na, yang-yak, wala ka na mukhang mapakita, gusto mo na maglaho, Lord, pwede ba kunin mo na ako? Ayoko na! Damaging parenting style, damaging leadership style. We use manipulation and embarrassment and shame to keep people in line.
After a while, di tapos na yung eksena. Exit na yung mag-ama. Meron naman ako nakita, mag-ama uli. Ganun uli. Takbo dito, takbo doon yung bata. Ang kulit!
binabangga yung guard, tinutulak yung sales lady. Sumisigaw dito, nagpapabili dito. Eh yung tatay, iba. Kalmado. So, nginingita niya anak niya, anak, don't go there. Anak, come here. Maya-maya, yung bata nagtatantrums na, umupo na sa floor, at nagtatapon na, tinanggal na yung chinelas niya, nagwawala. Father gently took the son's arm to a corner. Naghanap ng corner. So, in-observe ko, sabi ko, ibang klase yung tatay ah. Hindi sumisigaw. Hindi nagwawala. Walang palo. Took the son to a corner. Went on his knees. Met the child in the eyes. And said, anak, we're not at home. I know you're tired. We're waiting for mommy. Please, don't do that. You know, I love you, right? But this is not okay. This is not good. The child says, I'm sorry, daddy. I'm sorry for being crazy today. It's okay. I love you. The child hugs. The father hugs the child. Lifts him up. I saw that picture. Because iba! So I learned something that day. Because I was the first father. I learned to be the second father. The Apostle Paul is saying, I'm writing to you these things not to embarrass you, not to shame you, not to wound you, not to hurt you, but because I care and because I love. Mahal ko kayo kasi anak ko kayo. Ha! You see, the second layer of this passage seems to say, sabi niya, you have thousands of guardians. That's the word that used in the original Greek. You have guardians. In fact, it's worse. You have slave guardians. That's the word. It's like, maraming naggagabay sa inyo. Maraming nagbabantay sa inyo. Maraming nagtuturo sa inyo. Pero isa lang tatay niyo, ako yun. It's like he's contrasting himself to regular disciples, regular pastors, and regular teachers in the ministry. Lahat yan. There's a difference between a tutor, a guardian, and a parent. A guardian is paid. Usually, it's a slave in the house, tasked to take care of the children. Turuan mo yung anak ko, tutorian mo yung anak ko, alagaan mo anak ko, gabayan mo anak ko. Yan. And they're paid slaves to do that. They're called, the Greek word is guardian slaves. Ang dami yun. You have thousands of guardians like that. They do that because they're paid or it's because of their duty. Eh, pastor ako, kailangan kitang turuan eh. Eh, teacher ako eh, kailangan kitang turuan eh. Eh, small group leader ako eh, kailangan kitang turuan eh. They're doing it out of duty. Apostle Paul says, but I do it because I'm your father. Iba kapag tatay ang nag-alaga. So, mayroon akong teachers na ang mga tanong eh, oh, mababa grade mo, ayusin mo. Pangit ng paper mo, umayos ka. Ipa-edit mo yung thesis mo. Ang gulo ng argument mo, mali. That's okay. Teachers do that. But when teachers do it a little more and says, Mike, kamusta sa bahay niyo? Kamusta ang relasyon mo ng asawa mo? Nakalabas na ba sa ospital yung anak mo? That's a parent-teacher talking. Apostle Paul says, hindi ko lang kayo inaalagaan dahil required sa ministry na magturo tungkol sa Bible. Inaalagaan ko kayo kasi mahal ko kayo tulad ng tatay. Ang galing! And that is how Christian leaders ought to be. Parang sinasabi niya, these are the spiritual guides we need to follow. These are the spiritual leaders that we need to emulate. These are the spiritual parents that we need to copy. Yung may puso, hindi lang dahil required, hindi lang dahil duty, hindi lang dahil miswildo, hindi lang dahil, trabaho ko to eh. Ayan, ano? Spiritual guides who are like parents to us. O, ang daming ganyan sa buhay natin, ano? Ito yung mga tao na nagtsatsaga, tinuturuan tayo. paano maging mabuting asawa, paano maging mabuting magulang, paano maging mabuting tagasunod ni Jesus. Tinuturuan tayong iwasan ng tukso, maging tapat sa asawa, maging honest sa ating buhay. Ayan, these are like parents to us. And then, the third aspect of his encouragement, ito yung mga church leaders na dapat yung sundan. Not only are they like fathers to you, not only are they like servants, they are also like teachers you need to copy. Yan, so yun yung pangatlo. These are consistent spiritual teachers. Yung nagtuturo ng tapat tulad ng teacher. That is why he said, "So, I urge you to imitate me." Gayahin niyo ako. "That's why I have sent Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord. He will remind you of how I follow Christ Jesus, just as I teach in all the churches wherever I go." Yun, ginagawa ni Apostle Paul, ano? Kaya pakiusap, gayahin niyo ang example ko. Dahil dito, papupuntahin ko sa inyo si Timothy, ang mahal at tapat kong anak sa Panginoon. I-remind niya kayo tungkol sa mga prinsipyong sinusunod ko. Yun. Bilang disciple ni Christ, tinuturo ko din ang mga ito sa lahat ng mga churches. You notice, the way Paul teaches is not through words, but through a demonstration of his life. Kaya nga, ang lakas ng loob niya magsabi, "Kopyahin niyo ako tulad ng pagkopya ko kay Kristo. Imitate me as I imitate Christ." Ganun talaga, ano? Ang buhay natin, madalas, mas madaling matutunan kapag ginagaya, kinokopya mo yung ugali ng isang tao kesa nakikinig ka sa lecture. Kaya nga meron siya binanggit in the latter passages of this chapter, the kingdom of God is not just talk. It's power. Grabe, ano? So nagsisimula ho ako bilang asawa, my wife and I, we were beginning in our relationship. I do not know how to become a good husband. Hindi ko talaga alam kung paano maging magaling na asawa sa simula. Kaya away kami ng away, halos maghiwalay kami kasi medyo pangit yung aking simula bilang mister. Until there were people who were advisors to me as a husband. It's like a marriage coach to me. Tinuturuan ako kung paano itrato ang asawa, kung paano magpatawad, kung paano makinig. And more often, they do it not because of a lecture, but because they showed their lives to me. Invitein ako sa bahay. "Mike, punta ka sa bahay. Kain ka. Kape tayo." So I will be there in their homes. Panonoodin ko silang mag-asawa. Panonoodin ko sila kung paano mag-away. Grabe! Kung paano magpatawaran. Sa harap ko, they will demonstrate how it is to show grace and kindness to each other. Parang sabi ko, ang layo ko, ano? Parang ibang klase mag-away itong mag-asawang ito. Magtatampuhan, tapos maglalambingan. Mag-aaway, tapos magpapatawaran. And I saw that with my own eyes. And some of them will show me how it is to become like a dad. No, kung kilala niyo ako, nung simula, ano ho, mainitin ho ang ulo ko eh. Kaya kawawa ho yung anak ko. Nung siya'y lumalaki, medyo napagbubuntunan ko ng aking hot-temperedness. There was a time I was teaching like this. Yung anak ko, maliit pa ho eh. Siguro mga 3 or 4-year-old, kakapit ho dito. Ayan, so, nagtuturo ako. Ha? So, daddy, tatay, ako, "Umalis ka nga, doon kayo nanay." So si Josiah ho, iiyak lang ho yan. Pupunta ulit dito, kakapit ulit. Ako may inis. Namumula sa galing, doon ka nga. Kukunin ho ni Ethel. Iiyak, "I want tatay." Eh, ayaw nga ni tatay sa'yo eh. After a while, I also attended a class and I was sitting there. And this teacher of mine stood up, his toddler child came. Boom. "Ingay! Daddy! I have something to tell you." Teacher said, "Class, excuse me." "Yes, anak." Child says, "Daddy, I did some Lego. Come, let's play." Teacher says, "Okay, anak, I'll play with you, but I'll teach this people first, okay?
Okay, Daddy. The child hangs onto the leg for 1 hour and he teaches. He teaches. I saw that. I was crying. There was no lecture. But I saw the life. Nagbago ho ang buhay ko. Yun ang teacher, sabi ni Apostle Paul. Teachers, you imitate because they imitate Christ. Whoa. Galing magmahal sa asawa. Galing magmahal ng anak. Galing magmahal ng iba. Tulad ni Jesus. Yun yung mga sinusundan, hindi yung magaling magsalita. Hindi yung matalino magsalita. Yun yung magaling yung puso. Leaders, we ought to follow. Magaling.
And that is why the Apostle Paul says,
ang dami niyong teacher, isa lang ang tatay. Ang dami niyong preachers, isa lang ang tatay. Gayahin niyo ako habang ginagaya ko si Jesus.
Oh, and that is your antidote to church arrogance. That is your antidote to church divisions.
Yun yung panlaban daw sa galitan, iwalayan, inggitan sa simbahan, sa pamilya, sa relasyon. Kasi natututo ka. Sundan yung yapak ni Jesus. It's the path of the cross. Yung dinudura ka, dinuduraan ka, minumura ka, nilalait ka, pinapahiya ka, pero nagpapatawad. Father, forgive them. That's the cross. They don't know what they're doing. And that's leadership 101, 1 Corinthians 4. Servant leaders, parent heart leaders, worth imitating teacher leaders.
Ito naman yung pang-apat. Sabi ni Apostle Paul, these are the church leaders who are worth following. These are committed spiritual authorities. Yung
hindi pwedeng puro love, kailangan may tough love, mayroong pabalo.
Sabi niya, nagtutuwid ng kamalian tulad ng isang namamahala. Sometimes discipline is good for us. Sometimes discipline, painful discipline, yung matinding palo minsan, yung matinding parusa minsan, is the most loving thing an authority can do to our lives. Naalala ko nung high school kami, mahilig ho yung barkada namin sa manggulo, mang-away, manira, basag ng mga bintana, sira ng mga silya. Basta magulo ho kami. Parang lahat ng hormonal explosions in our lives lumalabas nung kami teenager. Gusto namin magwala, gusto namin i-question lahat ng rules. And finally, one day, we were into this fight with another group. Rambulan at basagan at hala, tinatawag kami sa principal. All of us, the principal's office. And the principal says, the principal calls us anak. Mga anak. So, kuntindi, no? Parang nanay namin siya, mga anak. Mahal ko kayo, pero hindi tama yung ginagawa ninyo. Hala, sige. Yung school ho namin, merong bukid na parang puro damo. Magkapas kayo ng damo. Ay, grabe yun. Natuklap ho lang balat ko. Sa init ng araw, gapas ng gamo. Maghapon nagagapas. Ano ba to? Ano ba itong ginapagawa sa atin ni ma'am? Tapos lahat ng toilet, our school probably has about 20 toilets. Lahat nilinis ho namin. Lahat ng toilet. At lahat ng basura pinupulot. Maghapon ho yun. It happened for, I think, 3 days pa ulit-ulit. Wala kaming class. Doon kayo. Linisin niyo yung buong school. But that changed our lives. We never broke a single thing in school again. We never fought to another student again. Hello? Minsan daw ho, ang Diyos, hindi puro pagpapala. Merong pagpapalo. Pareho yun, pagmamahal.
Pag hindi pinapalo, hindi dinidisiplina, hindi tinuturuan, hindi nagmamahal. And that is why the Apostle Paul says, good leaders, they bring you the rod. Merong disiplina. This is what he says. He says, some of you have become arrogant, thinking I will not visit you again. Kala nyo, hindi na ako dadalaw, ha? But I will come and soon if the Lord lets me, and then I will find out these arrogant people just give pretentious speeches, puro dakdak, puro salita, or whether they really have God's power. Which do you choose? Mamili kayo. Darating ako na may pamalo. Oh, may akap. Sabi niya, should I come with a rod to punish? Yan ang tatay, ano? Or should I come with the love and a gentle spirit? Yumayabang ng iba sa inyo kasi akala nyo hindi na ako pupunta dyan, ha? Kung iyalaw ng Panginoon, malapit na akong pumunta dyan sa inyo. Tingnan natin kung gaano kakastig ang mga nagyayabang na yan o baka puro salita lang sila. Anong gusto nyo? Darating ako na may dyan na may dalang pamalo o ipapakita ko sa inyo ang pagmamahal, ang pagiging gentle? The Apostle Paul is giving them a choice. Mamili kayo, disiplina o yakap? Palo o lambing? Kasi lahat daw yan, ginagawa ng isang magaling na leader. We know how to show gentleness and kindness and grace. But we also know how to discipline and rebuke and correct. Tigilan mo yan, Mike, masisira pamilya mo. Iwasan mo yan, Mike, masisira buhay mo. Pag hindi, didisiplinahin kita. Yan. A spiritual leader who cares not just about his job, but who cares about the soul and the destiny and the character of the people he leads. Kaya nga, ang ganda dito, you know, chapter 4 is where the statement came from. The kingdom of God is not a matter of talk. Hindi puro dakdak, hindi puro salita. But it's a matter of power. It's a matter of authority to cancel demonic strongholds in our lives na makita ang kapangyarihan ng Diyos na nagbabago ng buhay. Nagpapatawad. I remember a teacher that changed my life. This teacher had a brother. Yung kanyang kuya pinatay. 32 stabs. Si Raulo pala talaga, no? Kasi one stab patay ka na eh. 32 stabs. This murderer was a drug addict. Of course, I think the situation was also politically motivated because his elder brother is probably a government leader. So, patay yung kuya niya. So, this teacher of mine was in grieving and mourning. Iyak siya ng iyak. Ang sakit. Lord! Nahuli yung pumatay. The murderer was caught, sent to prison. Lifetime imprisonment. This teacher of mine decided to visit the murderer of his brother sa kulungan. So, when I was hearing this story, sabi ko, ah, siguro, 32 stabs din niya siguro. Gaganti siya. So, dumalaw ho sa kulungan, asked the prison guards, I'm looking for this prisoner with this name. Can I visit him? Ah, ito po. He visited, looked at the murderer in his eyes, the one who killed his brother. So in the visitation, he shared Jesus to the person. Sinare niya ang Panginoong Jesus dito sa mamamatay tao na ito. Pumatay ng kuya niya. And then the person was weeping. Then he led him into a series of Bible studies. Can you imagine? Yung pumatay ng kuya mo na mahal mo, pina-Bible study mo, sinare mo pa si Jesus. Ay, grabe na to. And then at the end, the person was born again. He was so happy. He was crying. He got baptized. And he was so happy. Thank you for... Ang dami kong kasalanan. Pinatawad ako ni Jesus. Thank you. Pinakilala mo sa akin ang pag-asa. And the murderer asked, Sir, ano nga bang family name nyo? I just know your first name, but what's your surname? The teacher, my teacher said, ah, my family name is, he mentioned the name, and the prisoner became red. Tanong niya, Sir, kaano-ano niyo ba yung pinatay ko? My teacher said, kuya ko, pinatay mo kuya ko. He was crying. The prisoner went on his knees. Iyak, humahagulgol. Inakap yung paa. Sir, sorry po. Patawad po. My teacher says, the Lord forgave me, I forgive you. I heard that story. It's not words. Hindi pagandahan ng lecture. Palaliman ng buhay. That's why the Apostle Paul, and astig, sabi niya, you imitate me as I imitate Christ. Kasi yun ang totoong kaharian ng Diyos. Hindi puro salita, kundi kapangyarihan ng Diyos na nagbabago ng buhay. Nagpapatawad kahit masakit, nagmamahal kahit ayaw sa'yo, naglilingkod kahit mahirap. That is 1 Corinthians 4 for all of us. He disciplines us and He invites us to imitate. Tandaan niyo to, God sends us spiritual leaders who will guide us. They lead like humble servants. They lead like encouraging fathers. They lead like good teachers. And they lead like authorities who correct us, discipline us in love. Ganito daw ang mga Christian leaders na dapat nating sundan. Remember, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. I mean, chapters 1 to 4 is really all about church divisions. Away-away, yabangan ng yabangan. Eh, dito ako kampi. Eh, ito, favorite ko. Ito, gusto ko teacher. Apostle Paul destroys all their arrogance and divisions and quarreling and jealousy by telling them, you follow leaders who follow Christ. Humble. Their lives reflect the love of Christ. They teach not with words, but with power. So today we talked about four traits of church leaders who are worth following. Number one, these are Christ-like spiritual servants. They are compassionate spiritual fathers. Ito daw yung dapat nating makita bilang tatay, bilang nanay, bilang teacher, bilang small group leader, bilang pastor, bilang church leader. Consistent spiritual teachers. Kita ng mga anak mo yung buhay mo. Committed spiritual authorities. Hindi puro pagpapala, may pagpapalo. Kasi masakit, pero kailangan itama, iayos ang ugali. Tayo pong lahat ay tumayo, tayo manalangin. Let's all stand. Let us pray. Lord, salamat po sa iyong paalala sa amin sa araw na ito. Salamat po that you invite us to become good spiritual leaders who are worth following. Whether we are parents to children, whether we are teachers to others, whether we are pastors in ministry, or whether we are advisors, coaches, small group leaders, disciple makers. Panginoon, turuan mo nga po kami na maging mga leader na tulad ni Jesus. Maging mga magulang tulad ni Jesus. Maging mga teachers na tulad ni Jesus, na hindi puro lang sa salita, kundi sa gawa. Sa buhay, nakikita po ang Panginoong Jesus. Sa aming trabaho, nakikita ang Panginoong Jesus. Sa aming pagtuturo, nakikita ang Panginoong Jesus. Sa aming buhay, sa aming pamilya, nakikita ang Panginoong Jesus. Lord, continue to help us to become the leaders you want us to be. Help us to become the persons you want us to be. Panginoon, hindi madali ah. Ang hirap-hirap pala nito. Magpatawad kahit masakit. Magmahal kahit masakit. Maglingkod kahit masakit. Help us to follow the path of the cross. To live out the meaning of the cross. To become servants of the cross. So that people will find true wisdom, not because we are eloquent or brilliant or excellent or successful or wealthy. People follow us because we follow Jesus and we live like Jesus and we lead like Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.